Questions for Keishon Freeman.
Hope y'all don't mind. I brought my little man with me, my little brother.
Keishon, you got guys, most of the game did a good job of getting off the field on third down. What happened on that last long drive that they had?
Things just happen sometimes, and you know, sometimes it just doesn't go our way. But you know, we fought hard, and we just one thing, we got to just continue to just keep fighting and keep getting better, because we know adversity is gonna come. We just got to stand in the face of it and you know, do well with it.
How would you evaluate their line in terms of their production they did?
I think they had a pretty good line. I know with like pass protection and everything, they had a lot of seven-man protection where the backs would stay in and help protect. But for the most part, I think we did pretty okay up front. And we just, like I said, just got to keep working on getting better each week.
Did you feel like you guys did a pretty good job protecting the perimeter, especially with Tyler Boyd?
I know there's always things we can improve on. I know we can improve better with the pass rush, you know, because we got to kind of limit that time that the quarterback can have time to throw for the, so the DBs can cover, you know. But I know sometimes, you know, we don't get as much pressure as we should, and sometimes, you know, they don't cover as they should. But as the defense as a whole, we just got to just continue to play as one unit. We just got to, you know, handle the small things and do those things well.
Seems like you're always just like maybe one step, half step away.
Yeah, it seems like almost, but we're trying to work on not being that almost type of team. You know, we want to be a team that, you know, we can say we did it. So we're working on that.
You never really expect to have a stretch like this, but what's been the vibe, or just the conversation in the locker room with you guys when you're going through something?
You know, it's disappointing. It is disappointing. But as a team, I think we got people who are just, you know, we have those people on the team that are like, okay, we just got to stand up. And, you know, it's the environment, anytime someone's down, we have a few people that just lift people up. And, you know, and our coaches, they don't let us stay down either, you know. They make us pick our heads up, because there's always something in the future that's calling our name. There's always some kind of goal to achieve. And we just can't, you know, just sit there and settle for what has happened. We can't look at the things that we lost. We just got to look forward to the things that we can gain, so. I know Adam God says he's always chanting and asking us to pick up the energy. He's really, you know, he's the team captain, and once people see him doing that, you know, it I'll sometimes join in and other people will join in, but we don't let each other stay down long, because staying down would just make us go further down. We just try to pick ourselves up so we can, you know, go up. Oh, what'd you say?
They use a couple of different running backs, and I'm curious if you felt that maybe the other game they were, you know, they had pressure legs and
that. I'm not really sure. I know they did have some backs rotating in, but like I said, I was just trying to focus on us doing what we had to do, you know, trying to stop the run and, you know, try to get pressure on the quarterback. So
I don't know how much you can tell. Victor and Brandt got a lot more time than typically. I'm just curious, from your vantage point, how do you feel like they did?
I think they did pretty good, you know, the freshmen, and it's good for them to get experiences like this, you know, so it can help them out in the future. And so I'm looking forward to see what they do in the future as well. So I know we have two great workers on our hand here at Georgia Tech, and those guys, they're going to do good.
I don't know, but obviously more was expected out of the season to this point. How do you kind of explain just the level of play you guys are at right now?
No, I know we do have things we have to work on, you know. We have a lot of things we can work on, you know, paying attention, you know, doing our job better. But as a whole, I just know Coach Roof and all of our position coaches, they just, you know, they always tell us don't look back, just look forward, you know. Remember those things that happened, but try to look forward, because if you just keep focusing on the things that have happened, you know, that's going to, like, tear you up even worse. But so we're trying to look forward. We're trying to stay forward and do what we have to do in the future. So.
Were you on the field for the field goal?
At the end?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't on the field goal.
Like, what were your – I mean, were you –
You know, I had a lot of confidence in the guys that were on the field. You know, if you look at it, Adam Gotts is almost pretty much, he almost got it, you know, but it was a heck of a kick and they made it. And I was, you know, we just, once it happened, we were like, hey, let's try to do this. Let's get back on the field. Let's execute so we can try to make a stop. But unfortunately, things didn't turn out how we thought it would. Oh, I don't know. I know he's a huge Georgia Tech fan, so hopefully one day he can end up here like his big brother.
What do you think?
Good.
All right, Keyshawn, thank you.
Thank you.
And Landon, thank you.